What's up, y'all? We're back. It's season three of the Memes for Jesus podcast that no one asked for. You didn't ask for season three. You didn't ask for season two. I mean, well, maybe some of you did, but I mean, you know, anyways, before we get started, I wanted to give a special shout out to the producer of our brand new season three intro. It's awesome. It's goofy. I love it. It's done by a young man by the name of Asher Postman. Postman, like the guy who delivers your mail. And he does all sorts of stuff. He does stuff on TikTok, YouTube, Spotify. Like, he does all these remixes. He makes amazing music. And now he's our friend. And yeah, welcome to season three. Thanks, Asher. Here we go. What's up, guys? It's the Memes for Jesus podcast. I'm Matt Matias.
I'm Michael Schaefer.
And this is the Memes for Jesus podcast that no one asked for. And this is season three. We started season three. This is it.
This is it. This is the kickoff.
Yeah.
Here's the kickoff.
Like, I don't know how we do it. Like, we kind of, I was trying to make it like nice and OCD where it was like 10 episodes, season two. 10 episodes, season what? Yeah, season three.
It was 20 episodes, season one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then like 11 for season two. But it's okay. It's all right. Because you know what? We're finding the rhythm.
I can do the math. Sometimes. Never.
Sometimes. Sometimes math is fun.
You know what I figured out, though, Mike? Like, I know you don't talk a lot, but you like fix my dumb brainness. And you keep me like, you keep me on track. So
I try to.
Like, I'll just be like, on a freaking locomotive, like, and you're just like, no.
No.
And you help, like, no. Keep me in line. So thank you, Michael.
That's what I'm here for.
You know? Yeah. The correction.
Yep.
The rod of correction. Did you get spanked as a child, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about spankings.
Are we allowed to put that on here? I don't know if we can. I don't know if I can say that. I hope my parents don't get.
Dude, they listen to every episode. What's
I
up,
know
Schaefer's?
They do. I know they do. I told you.
I got beat. Beatings. There's spankings and there's beatings.
Whippings.
But you know what though? Like, you know, I was the type of kid though that if you even threatened, you know, you're gonna get a whipping, I would just start crying like then and there. So you didn't really need to do much. My parents would just be like, well, in Spanish, you know, Spanish culture, for some reason they go like, you're gonna get pow pow, and I'm like,
you're gonna get pop pop.
Oh yeah, bop bop.
Bop bop.
And get bop. That's a whole nother type of discipline.
Bop bop.
But yeah, dude, we're just doing the podcast. We're vibing.
We're doing it. We're doing it just you and me because people like that.
Apparently. I don't know why.
Yeah. They seem to enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, NGL, I do be listening to our own pods. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like listening to other people's pods.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I listen to Taco Boys. Dude, Taco Boys. on 1.5 speed is actually super hilarious because that guy Christian, his laugh is like really different. And then when he laughs at like 1.5 speed, it's like a chipmunk and it has me crying. He's like, hey, and it's like, dude, that's his real laugh. He sounds like Alvin.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's my new thing, because I know a lot of people are able to listen to stuff that quickly. I don't know how, but like now I'm trying to drain my brain and my ears to listen to stuff that quickly. Have you ever done that, Mike?
I don't listen to things quickly, honestly.
You need it to be regular time?
Yeah, and if I listen to something, it'll usually be like while I'm driving, so.
I mean, like a podcast?
Yeah.
Dude, do you even listen to these, bro?
To ours?
Yeah.
I listen to ours.
Okay.
Usually.
I do
it. I usually do, or at least for the first 5 minutes.
I know, I was about to say,
I don't need to watch it because I lived it.
You don't need to listen to it?
I lived the podcast.
It's different when you re-listen to it, though.
Well, maybe like a year or two from now when I want to like relive the memories, but like it's still fresh in my head. So like,
that's what I mean. So like, that's what I do. I go back and listen to the old ones sometimes just to see how much we've grown. You know what I mean?
And how much better it sounds.
Yeah. Some of, I mean, when we had Alex's rig, I mean, Jamie's rig, it was actually like not so bad.
It was good. It was good.
But like some of them.
But now we each have our own, like we got separate rigs too.
Yeah.
Like yeah. We started out and we didn't have anything. And now I've got a mic and you've got a mic and my name's Mike and yours isn't. It's great.
So I get all the Matt jokes like, ha. Watch yourself. Don't forget to wipe the door, Matt. And I know you get all the mic jokes, right?
I do.
Like,
I do.
Mike, you're holding a microphone?
Microphone? Or, like, I don't know. Something like motorcycle. Michael motorcycle. People say that a lot.
What?
I don't know the origin of that.
What is
know.
That?
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my gosh. Michael motorcycle. I'm sorry. Yep. Is that a white people thing, dude?
Probably.
I don't get it. What does the motorcycle have to do?
I don't know. It rhymes.
What does the motorcycle? That's like my ethnicity starting to come out.
You know what I want to talk about today? What? I want to talk about toys that children get for Christmas.
Oh yeah, dude.
And the difficulty that comes in opening these toys. Because right now what I see is down. People listening to this podcast can't see this, but what I see in the bottom left corner of your screen is an unopened toy and hedge clippers.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, like, do you have to use the hedge clippers to open that toy? Is that something that you're doing after we're going to record this podcast? That's all that's going through my brain right now.
Yeah. No, the hedge clippers are just there because, you know, we just moved. And the toys are unopened because we're taking a minimalist approach with my son. Like we don't.
Oh,
wanna...
so you can return them for cash.
That too. Yep.
Nice. Nice.
Cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash.
Dave Ramsey. I'm Dave Ramsey. Dude, have you ever listened to Dave Ramsey when he was younger?
Yes.
He sounds completely way more. Got the twang in him, and he's just like, you got it playing with cash, and he's like completely different.
Yep. Yep.
But now he's got like a deeper voice and he had a Dana White transformation type thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's much more of a boss now. But yeah, dude, going back to that, like we want to take like an approach where we give him like 10 or 20 toys and then we put like 10 or 20, you know, toys in the closet.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll like after like a month or so, we'll switch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll.
Rotate him.
Sorry, he's crying upstairs. If you hear like a little woo, if you're screaming.
I hope Michelle's home.
Yeah, he's here. I just hear him screaming. He's like, ah, he's probably super hungry. Dude, he eats so much. Like nonstop. He shoves it directly down his gullet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cute.
His father's son.
But dude, anyways, what? Yeah, pretty much. How was your Christmas? Because we're over here. We're in 2021.
It was good. Man, he is
crazy. Yeah, he's wailing, dude.
Woo. It was good. It was I spent it with Victoria and her family and we played some board games and stuff and it was fun. And then opened gifts and stuff and then a couple weeks before that I'd spent it with my family, so it was good. Lots
nice.
Of Christmas festivities.
Yeah, I mean this Christmas was a bit
this Christmas.
Big Akko. Bit Akko Taco.
Akko Taco.
Because of COVID and stuff like that. All the government officials were like, don't you dare meet you with your family this Christmas.
But then they did,
yeah. while they're getting a haircut or while they're, you know, gathering in large groups and getting COVID themselves. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's such an awkward
Do
year.
As I say, not as I do.
Yeah. It's adorable. But like yeah, I mean, I met with my family and Michelle's family, and it was a bit weird because, like, we only see Michelle's brother, like, once every year at Christmas, so we're like, we gotta do it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, we did it, and felt a little guilty, you know what I'm saying? Had to repent. Not really, but...
Yeah.
But
anyways, dude, let's talk about stuff that's going on, besides, like, the sad COVID bull.
What's going on?
Like, I know. Okay, so today, this very day, one of the reasons
this
I'm like, and I
very
wanted,
well, last night, but
was it last night?
Last night? I don't. Was it last night or this morning?
I don't know. I can't remember. And I don't, I'm too lazy to look it up.
It might have been today. I woke up and it was the first thing I saw, and I was like, "Huh, we got a meme. We got to meme it.
You want to talk about it?
Jump on it.
You want to bring it in?
Let's do it. Should we open with prayer?
Yo,
oh, gosh,
Bahamut, the monotheistic god. No, he said Brahma.
Monotheistic god and Brahma and the many other god who is known by many other names and is like, what are you talking about, dude? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So sorry, there's like a trickling sound behind me because I'm in my basement. It sounds like it's like, but there. Okay, so what we're talking about here is this guy in Congress.
Can we just play the clip, the audio clip?
Yeah. Do you have it or I'll get it?
Here. No, I don't.
I'll get it.
Name of the monotheistic god Brahma, and god known by many names by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
A man and a woman.
Like he said a man and a woman. Like, at least be consistent. Like, if it's a man, it's going to be a women.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right?
Like, I can't tell. He was wearing a mask.
He can't even get it straight. He can't even get it straight.
I can't tell if he said a man or a men because of the mask. It was kind of muffled to me.
Who knows?
But yeah, dude, all of it. All of it. Complete circus, dude. What in the world? Absolute a woman?
We made memes about this. We used to joke about this.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Oh,
this was a joke.
He said it.
And then this guy actually said it.
He's a meme now. He's a big meme.
He doesn't deserve to be a meme.
No. So. Let's break it down. Let's just exegete this quick.
Amen.
He said,
a woman.
In the name of the. Here, get up a second. The monotheistic god Brahma. Let's talk about it.
No, I think it was the monotheistic god, comma, like that one. I don't know. I don't
know.
He
could be saying comma. But Brahma is the god of Hinduism.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, he exists with many other gods in the Hindu religion. But, like, it's funny that he said Brahma by name, but he didn't say God. He just said the monotheistic God and many other gods. First of all, monotheistic means one God.
Yeah.
Then you can't reference other gods.
He canceled himself out.
And then he said, dude, what?
And the God that is known by many other names. Well, okay.
Wow. Yeah. And then he said the amen and a amen. Woman.
And a woman.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who know already, yeah, amen is Hebrew.
You know the that Impractical Jokers template?
Can't remember.
Now say a woman.
I don't get it.
It's them talking into the microphone, and he's like, and say amen and a woman. And then it'll show him saying amen and a woman. And it'll have them laughing after. You know that template?
I think I know what you're talking about. Oh, okay. I've seen that, but I don't know the context. Like, I haven't watched that show for real, for real.
We're gonna... Yeah. I'm just gonna send you the template, but we're gonna use the... I'm gonna make that meme right after.
All right. Great. Now I have to edit this.
If you're listening to this, you might have already seen the meme.
Oh, man. I was actually trying to make it so that we don't have to edit this. I was trying to be like, let's just play. Let's just go right through.
That's okay. This is important. That meme's going to kill.
All right. Yeah.
That meme is going to kill.
Let's do it. I like that.
Yeah.
Now say. Joe, they say that's better for posture. Oh, I get it. So you have to just say, you have to edit it just so he says, now say, wow. That's hilarious. Because I'm guessing it's like the context is that they're telling this guy to say something, and he's making a fool out of himself, and they're laughing behind the scenes. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. There's I saw one that was about the twisted tea thing that happened the other day, and it was them up at the top frame of the template said, "Say it again," and it shows the tea smacking them in the face, and they're dying laughing.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Dude, 2001 came in with a bang, dude.
We ended with Twisted Tea. We ended 2020 with Twisted Tea, and we opened with A Women.
2021, A Women.
A Women.
And we also ended 2020 with Soul, dude. Like, you saw it, right?
I did.
It was so good.
I did. A lot of people don't like it, it seems.
Really?
There's a lot of, like, Christians saying that it's bad theology, to which I say, if you get your theology from a Disney movie, there's another problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not real.
Yeah.
People pretty sure.
Say, this could distract our kids and they lead them away from God. It's like, well, okay, if you're worried about that, just tell your kids, you know, hey, you know, this isn't actually what happens. This is just a movie. It's called fiction.
What was the name of that thing? They all called them by the same name.
It was like
Jerry. Yeah. Jerry. So I mean,
and
technically,
the short one was Terry.
Yeah. Technically, there was like some type of understanding of like an almighty being. So it's not like if you kind of dig into it, it's not too far off. But I mean, obviously, it's a Pixar movie. It's not, you're not gonna get proper theology,
bro.
Yeah, it really isn't. Like, but anyways, yeah, like, I liked it. I mean, the message of the movie was just live life to the fullest, enjoy every day, because tomorrow's not promised. That's basically the message. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Jamie Foxx, like, he killed it. Mm-hmm. As usual. Per huge.
Yeah.
I love it. And what else? What else happened?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny. You
know? Funny?
Yeah, and it kind of had like a little bit of a Freaky Friday effect to it, you know? Like,
yeah, that's good.
Switching, except without like Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, you know? They weren't in that, but.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I liked it. Oh, yeah. And I heard that somebody, you know, for those of you who haven't seen this movie, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, but like the. Like,
what are you doing with your life right now?
The what is the name of the one that was.
22.
22, yeah. He was trying to get 22 to you know, give him her Earth card. But, like, a bunch of woke people were like, you know, oh, it's white savior complex, and it's a white. And then it was even a part in the movie where
what?
He was like, why do you sound like a middle-aged woman? He's like, and she was like, or it was like, I could literally sound like this or that and this. I'm just a hypothetical. I don't even exist yet. He's like, I could have any. I'm not a woman. I'm just a soul.
What white savior
complex? Oh my gosh, dude. People, yeah. The way that people get offended is like honestly spectacular. It's like, you know, watching somebody pull off a triple
double.
The
only white person in the movie was a hippie.
Yeah. If anything, that would have been a better argument that the white person was the guy who is like the shaman or whatever that was, yeah, spinning the sign. Which was genius, man. Oh, man. They're so good. Disney just, they're so deep and good at what they do. I envy their abilities. And that's the thing. They make movies. They, even though they stick to like the algorithm, they make movies that are like good and watchable. And they're good stories. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking with somebody, my cousin, about this. Like, like Christians and our movies, they're poopy because we just stick to the algorithm. But we don't have like a good story to tell. But and what's bad about that
but
is
we
that
we should have the best story.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, like we have the best story. We have the market on stories. Like
hashtag the chosen.
We really have the best stories of all time that all other stories are kind of based off of. Really, so it's like, why are Christian movies so poopy? Because we want money. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Probably. That sounds about right. They gotta cater to that market.
You know? Yeah, because like. Disney, they got the algorithm part, you know, even with Marvel movies, like they're just algorithm, but they're still like good stories. They're like, oh, that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like, God's not dead and stuff like that. God exists. God exists. God exists. That's like this whole story. It's just some some 10-year-old banging on the table.
Yep.
Forcing you to believe.
And they are working on a God's Not Dead 4.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Here we go.
Better watch out. It's coming.
There's no other movies we can make, really. That's all. That's all. That's all you get if you're a Christian.
Oh, man. That's all you get.
He's not dead, guys. Guess what? Still not dead.
waiting on the Chosen.
When are they just gonna like change the name up, just be like God's Alive, and then like have a whole new franchise? What is it, like the prequel? God's Not Dead prequel? Sequel? I mean, are they even within like the same story, like timeline or story? Are they all connected some way, or are they different stories?
Somehow, some way, they are, but not really.
Within the same universe?
Yeah, they're all in the same universe, man. It's Seven... the God's Not Dead cinematic universe.
Kevin Sorbo is Thanos. Just, like, I'll do it myself. Just saving the day with his... what, C-list actor? Yeah. Five? No, I'm just kidding. Kevin Sorbo, come on the podcast, bro. We love you. Oh, dude, that'd be awesome if we get the Sorb.
The Sorb.
Is that how he goes by?
I don't know.
You know what else? I mean, Christians do... we do some good things, though, right?
Do-do.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about the Jesus Freak Owl City remix.
Oh yes,
it hits. It hits hard.
So good. Where did, like, out of nowhere, where did that thing even come
so
from?
So Owl City remix. Does that mean that Owl City did the remix?
He did the remix. Let me drop that thing.
I'm playing a little bit of it. I don't care. I'm just gonna put a little bit of the chops. The intro is so good.
Oh, yes.
It's so good. Oh, man. Now Zoom is like making weird noises at me because it heard I was playing music. So it might cancel that out. But anyways, yeah, it goes hard. That thing goes super hard, dude. What, dude, you're the music head, though. Like, what else is new in the music world of Christianity? What have you been listening to?
Not a whole lot.
No, I mean, just within the past, like, few months. I know you've been listening to a lot.
I listened to Maverick City Christmas. Their Christmas album was really good because it was, mm-hmm. like, worship and Christmassy. And then Lecrae put out a couple of songs that went along with the new Miles Morales Spider-Man game. Those were pretty good. But other than that, there hasn't been a whole lot of new stuff that I've been listening to.
I'm not a music person, for real, for real. Like, I like to play music and sing, but... I don't be listening to music like that. Besides that, like, let's talk about music you listen to that, like, that hit hard in 2020. Like, what would you recommend to somebody?
See, I gotta look at lists now, man. I don't... KB. Duh. KB's album was probably...
Shout out!
Probably my favorite album of the year was that KB album, honestly. Yeah. It was phenomenal.
He was productive during 2020.
It was very good.
KB went hard in 2020.
He did. He really did.
He's a man of God.
He's a man of God. And, I would probably say, yeah, KB's album was probably my favorite for the year.
You're not just saying that because he was actually on our podcast, right?
No, I'm not. It's genuinely one of my favorite albums of the year. Yeah.
Get Hit.
Jason Dunn, the original lead singer from Hawk Nelson, put out a lot of stuff solo-wise, and his EP under the name of Lights Go Down. As the artist name, that EP is phenomenal. It sounds like original Hawk Nelson. So that was one of my favorite things to listen to this year. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of new stuff that I listen to, honestly.
Somebody was saying we should bring up Cringy Comments again.
Cringy comments. Well, I mean, we've got plenty of those on the ones we just posted today.
No.
Read the top comment on Facebook for the one that you just posted.
Oh, let me see. Hold up. Oh, no! Are they being serious? Somebody said... Okay, so going back to the A man and a woman. Somebody said, I love how every time someone says amen, they're invoking Amen-Ra, the ancient Egyptian deity that predates Christ. No, bro!
I'm aware.
That is not how amen works. In the famous words of Han Solo.
So dumb.
Christianity debunked. Yeah, and somebody just put asterisk Hebrew, bro.
My word. It's I Hebrew. Know. So
oh, look, here comes another non-Christian to explain my Christian beliefs. Dude, I love it. We don't even have to say anything anymore. Our comment, y'all be leaving the best comments.
I know.
Y'all be just coming for the hams. We don't have to say anything. You guys just tear them up. In addition, there's actually no such thing that predates Christ. Oh, get wrecked. It may be Japanese, TBH. Now they're just trolling them.
Oh, no.
I thought they just said yub nub to end their prayer. Bring back yub nub. Dude, that is the most fake news comment of all time. You know where that comes from, though? So this is a little weird and off topic, but like, there was a documentary that was out on YouTube or like in the deep web or whatever. It was called Zeitgeist. Have you ever heard about that?
I think I've heard of that.
This was way back, like 2000, maybe even like 2010, 2011. I don't know. But it was out on YouTube. It might even be out on YouTube now. But basically, it's like a whole like hour, 2 hour documentary where they talk about how Jesus is just a copy of all these other religions, and it tries to debunk Christianity because it's like, oh, the sun just stands for the actual sun, S-U-N, and the summer solstice, because the summer solstice is when the sun rises, and it just, you know, Jesus coming out of the grave is just symbolic of this. But it's like, and they make all these crazy connections to these other Egyptian gods and other religions that are not real at all. Like, they literally made it up. Like, even atheists are like, dude, this is bad. Like, this is just absolute fake news. And but the thing is, you know, obviously some people are just going to watch that and be like, dude, check this out.
Uh-huh.
Jesus actually is just, you know, Ra, or is just some other Greek dude. And that's what they'll use. And it's so bad. Like, it's just literally all you have to say to debunk it is like, dude, that's not even right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what this dude, like, he's that one of those guys, one of the Zeitgeisters. But yeah, because I watched it and it kind of had me shook a little bit. I was like, this is interesting. And I did a little bit of research and everybody was like, dude, this is so bad. This is so bad. They just made it up and made all these wild claims that, that are not real at all. So yeah, just for any of y'all that see stuff trying to debunk Christianity in like in ways like that, that are trying to connect Egyptian gods to Christ, like the connections really aren't there. Like there may be some, but there's not enough to be proven in the same way that like Zeitgeist is like trying to say, which is hilarious actually. But anyhoozle, went off on a tangent. You ever seen something online that was like so cringy and so bad and so like try hard to like end Christianity that you were just like flabbergasted?
Yes.
Anything come to mind?
Any comment on capturing Christianity's post?
Oh my gosh. Dude, God bless you, Cameron.
God bless you, Cameron.
Yeah.
He got some wild ones.
And he's such a good dude. Like, he doesn't get toxic back at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, he'll troll them, but he won't get that's what makes him good, because he's like not toxic.
Right.
He will just like troll them in a loving way. But yeah, I mean, that's basically all we want to talk about. Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
That was the majority of it.
Yeah. We got stuff going on though. Yo, support us. Buy our stuff.
We do. All the stuff. We got some cool stuff coming soon.
Dude. Yeah. Oh man, I can't stop thinking
coming
about it.
Soon.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Y'all gonna love it.
Can't stop, won't stop. But like, go to meansforjesus.com, check out our stuff, and yo, not all the stuff you see that's there right now, as of, what is it, January 4th, some of that stuff's gonna be going, and we're gonna have new stuff coming in, and we'll make a big deal out of it, but just so you know, get the stuff while it's still there. And I mean, yeah, this was awesome this past season. Like, y'all supported us so much, so thank you so much. But we're gonna make y'all look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
y'all gonna look real nice.
Yeah. But just to close, Dude, we're recording with Christians Who Curse Sometimes tomorrow.
We are. They won't hear it tomorrow, but they'll hear it.
Oh man, I'm really pumped. I'm hyped.
I am too.
I was gonna say hype and pumped at the same time, and I was gonna
No.
Oh shoot, dude, I had to catch myself. That's why you're here, Mike. You help me. Anyways, let's get out of here.
Yep.
On that note.
On that note.
Bye, guys.
Peace.